What's up, party people? Oh my God, it is the solar eclipse today. As I'm recording this, I knew that I needed to record it on the literal solar eclipse. It is about to happen in like an hour. And I was like, all right, I need to record this so that I can go watch it. But I want to be in the energy of the eclipse. And we are going to dive in today to exactly how this eclipse is going to affect you, but also how you can harness the energy from this solar eclipse and really use it to exponentially explode your life, your business, your relationships in the best possible way. I really feel like what this solar eclipse is all about is actually getting you back into alignment. I think there's been a lot of, let's say, distraction or a lot of like taking detours that are unnecessary. And it's this whole energy, this shift right now in April of 2024 is so much about getting back onto the right path, right? And I know I've been feeling this deep in my bones. I have goosebumps as I say this to you. And so I knew that I wanted to make this week's podcast specifically a channeled message for you around the eclipse and what you need to let go of, what you're calling in, and some things that have really, some patterns that I have really recognized for me personally, which I always feel like what's personal is collective. So I'm going to share a little bit with you on what's been going on in my world, but also how you can take this energy and apply it to your life. So if you are new here, hi, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. We have conversations all around spirituality, consciousness, evolving as a human and as a spiritual being. And also exploding your business and your soul mission here, finding your purpose, healing, all of the things we talk about so much. And I'm really excited to bring some more of kind of what's going on in the sky to this podcast. I've been feeling more and more called to bring some astrology here. So here we are. It's a solar eclipse, baby. Okay, so honestly, the big theme here, the big theme with most new moons is a time for new beginnings. But this one feels extra big because there's a solar eclipse. Now, for those of you who don't know what a solar eclipse is, basically, it's a moment where the moon goes between the sun and the earth. So it's going to be really challenging for me to describe this. So I would rather just you Google it, Google what a solar eclipse looks like. And so you can actually understand it's like a really cool phenomenon that happens. And so there's going to be a moment today in like a few hours or in like an hour or so where the sky will go completely dark. And wherever you are in the world, mostly it's the US that can see it. There's a what's called a line of totality, and it runs from Texas all the way up over to Maine and I think up to like Newfoundland area. And so if you're in that line of sight, there's going to be, I think it's only a few seconds, to be honest, maybe a minute, where the moon crosses the path. And so there'll be a moment during the day where it's complete darkness. So as this episode has already happened after the eclipse, hopefully, I hope that you got a chance to see it. If not, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of videos that people will post and photos and stuff too. So this solar eclipse, let's talk about this and why this matters and why and how this is going to be affecting you. So for me, what has been being shown to me is this opportunity to let go. Right. And actually to let go of the hiding. I feel like there's been a huge energy of hiding or of really like attaching to either people or places or communities or identities that are no longer serving you. You've kind of outgrown them. It's time to really let go of anything small, anything stuck, anything that's holding you back, and really start to decide and claim whatever it is that is next for you, right? In order to receive the next thing, whatever that is, we have to let go to create space, right? So maybe this is in the context of your relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship right now and you know that it is not the relationship for you, but you're holding on out of fear and you're trying to make it better. And it's, you just know there's this feeling, this inner knowing deep within, and it might cause you a lot of grief and sadness and pain, but deep down, you know that it's not for you. And maybe you're scared to, you know, let go of that because then your whole life is in shambles, but you know that that's what you need to do. This solar eclipse is asking you to do it, to do it and to let go because it is holding you back from your highest timeline, right? Maybe this could happen in your business. Maybe there's certain things that you're doing or offerings or ways that you're working with your clients or ways that you're showing up online or certain things that you're doing that you know, like, have to change certain patterns, behaviors. Maybe it's just an energetic, a subtle energetic thing that you're like, yeah, I have to stop that, right? If that's resonating for you, then I want to invite you to let go of that smallness. This is like the unhealthy masculine or the wounded healer pattern that is coming up to be resolved, right? It's like, we don't need to prove anything. You don't need to, you don't need to suffer. You don't need to struggle. It's actually okay for you to be seen fully in all of your parts, right? This is another big pattern that's showing up also, is integrating all of your parts. So this is really, really present for me right now, as I am really starting to claim and own that I am a speaker and that I'm actually a spiritual teacher and I am a psychic channel. And all of these pieces are starting to land for me of like, oh my God, this is way bigger than just helping you grow your business and make more, have more freedom and create more impact. And as a byproduct, create more wealth and financial prosperity. But there's a huge element of spirituality and awakening, and intuition and connecting you back to your own inner guidance system and your own power. That is huge, like huge, huge, huge. It's been coming up for me major lately. And so I'm actually starting to reintegrate that into my work and coming forward as, hey, actually, I'm a psychic channel. Hey, actually, I'm here to be a speaker and channel for the masses. Like, actually, speaking and podcasting is like literally all that I want to be doing. I'm in supporting my fucking epic clients, obviously. And yeah. And so what parts of your identity are you not allowing yourself to be fully witnessed and embodied in, right? What parts of you are you kind of hiding a little bit and not allowing them to be shown fully online? What are you scared of, right? So these are some prompts that you can start to play with, because there's no going back. There's no going back to the past. And the more that you try to hold on to an identity that's no longer yours, the harder this is going to be. You're going to feel like you're carrying around a fucking Santa bag of dead weight that's just your past. It's your past identities, it's your past traumas, it's your past relationships, it's in the past. And I was actually reminded of this the other day. I went on Facebook and I saw somebody from high school that I was really close with, and she has gone a completely different direction. And I had this like moment where I was like, whoa, imagine if that was the timeline and the path that I chose. Like, that is very possible that I could have gone that way, but I chose to go a different way, right? And there's infinite timelines. And when I say timelines, what I mean is like, there's infinite options. There's infinite decisions that we can make that are going to lead us towards A, B, C, D, E, you know, continue the alphabet. And it's really up to your soul and to your intuition to choose the one that you feel is in your highest, right? And so I am, my mission, my biggest mission is guiding you back to your highest timeline, not just a timeline where you're like, yeah, this is good. I'm talking highest timeline, right? So some of you are being called to really own your spiritual gifts. Some of you are being really called to own your own psychic gifts or your clairvoyance or whatever, and come out publicly and own them and talk about them, and to stop being scared. That's a huge, huge, huge thing, is like, stop being afraid of your own power. Stop being afraid of your own spiritual divinity. Stop being afraid of actually what you're here to do. Because the more that you are scared of it, the more that you let that control you, the more issues you're going to have in your 3D reality. Now, this could show up with like business not working, air quotes, or you struggling to sign clients, or money issues, or it could show up in all sorts of ways. But I want you to know that when you are in your highest timeline, things will flow. Now, I'm not saying that it's not going to take work. Of course, it's going to take work, but the work should feel enjoyable for you. The work should feel good. The work should feel like you want to do it, and you would do it anyways because you love it. And if that's not where you are right now, then I want to invite you to ask yourself, where can you let go of the things that are no longer serving you to choose the things that you do want to do? Okay. So really, when you ignore the call, what you are doing is you are pushing down life force energy. And life force energy is the energy that's running all through your body. It's like, if you think about your seven chakras and you go all the way from the root all the way up to the crown of your head, it's like, you can imagine it like this invisible, kind of like either an infinity sign or like a circle that it's running, and it's just going the way that like a car tire would go, and just over and over and over again. It's the same thing. But when we ignore the call, when we ignore our intuition, when we push down things, when we're scared of being seen, we are actually pushing down our life force energy, right? And that can create havoc and disease in the body. So what we want to do is actually go with the flow, allow the current of life to flow through us and to continue to follow what is meant for us, right? And it might feel scary and it might feel unknown. I am right there with you, babe. I mean, I am evolving so much. If you saw my post on social media, a few days ago, I think it was, I shared that I really have not been resonating with the coaching industry generally. A lot of the practices, a lot of the ways that people show up, a lot of the things that I've been witnessing, I really do not align with. And that's okay, right? Like, people can do the things. I'm not here for it. And so that's why I've really been feeling called to enter the spiritual teaching and mentorship and just this space of speaking, because I really feel called to speak about the highest truth, whatever that means, right? And so for a while I was ignoring that call, and so I noticed myself feeling really low and really blah, and it's because I wasn't allowing myself to do exactly what I knew I wanted to do, right? So where in your life or your business are you not allowing yourself to do what you know you want to do and to do what you know is next, right? Where are you not doing it out of fear? So I really want to invite you to follow your heart, not your head, right? Follow your heart and your intuition, not your ego. And, oh, what are people going to think? That's ego. Oh, what if I fail? That's ego, right? Trusting that when you follow the path of your soul, it will never, ever, ever lead you astray. I'm interrupting this episode super quick to let you know that I am teaching a masterclass on how to start and grow and launch your podcast. So if you've been wanting to do this, you don't really know where to start, and you want expert advice, strategies, and the secrets that I have used to grow my podcast and create over $800,000 in my company, and you love speaking, you are a long form girly, I invite you to join us for my upcoming class. It's on Wednesday, April 10th, and I will be pulling back the curtain to share with you everything that I've learned and implemented over the past 6 years of having a podcast. So you can sign up in the show notes of this episode, or you can head over to my Instagram and grab the link there. Okay, back to the episode. Another pattern that's been coming up around the solar eclipse and around this new moon in Aries is expect the unexpected. Like, there are going to be major fucking things that are coming for you, opportunities. You're going to be blown away. That's all I'm going to say. So expect that, right? A lot of this, a lot of what is going on also is about warrior energy. It's like putting yourself out there, getting outside of your comfort zone, initiating things, being assertive, right? Taking the path and just going for it, right? Choosing these like new beginnings energy and not being afraid to put yourself out there. You know, in the past, there was a lot of like, just kind of like be doing your thing and kind of receiving. But I think that this energy is really about putting yourself out there and owning what it is that you know that you can do, or at least that you want to try it out, right? So maybe there's somebody that you want to collaborate with, or maybe there's something that you want to do that you haven't been doing for whatever reason. Don't shame yourself, of course, but I want to invite you to really take a look at what are the opportunities, or what are the collaborations, or what are the things that you want to be doing that you maybe have been previously scared to do, or that you just haven't known how to figure out. And I want you to give that a voice. I want you to either have a conversation with that person or those people. I want you to use the power that lives within you and that inner knowing of like, this doesn't make really sense, but I mean, intuition is not supposed to make sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's like really trusting that what is meant for you will always continue to show up, right? And so when you keep getting these intuitive nudges, it's not by accident. There's no accidents ever, but like truly it's not an accident that the same thoughts or the same ideas or the same whatever keep coming up for you. And It's like asking you to take action on it, right? So I really want to invite you to trust yourself, to trust your channel, to trust your own inner guidance system. And that is really the last pattern here, is around trust. Now, we could talk about this concept of trust for hours, to be honest. And maybe we will when we meet in person one day when we have live events. But for right now, what I need you to know, and what is being channeled through me, is that you have to trust. You have to trust your intuition. You have to trust women. That's a huge thing, is like breaking the sisterhood wound. You have to trust women, but you also have to use discernment, right? Because not everyone is worthy of your trust, right? Not everyone deserves that. And so use discernment with who you trust, right? Always know that if something feels off, it is, right? And so just lean into that, right? Use the fact that you don't have to make a decision literally today. You get to meditate on it. You get to feel into it. You get to ask your own guides or your connection to source or spirit, and to really trust that you are being guided. And if something doesn't feel off, or something feels off, or maybe something just doesn't feel like quite right, there's something about it, or maybe it doesn't feel like the right time, or I don't know, there's something here, trust that. Please trust that, because it will likely never, ever, ever guide you astray. Okay. So, that wraps up the overall reading for the solar eclipse. There is going to be some major shifts, twists, and turns happening specifically over the next 2 months. I think a lot of, April is going to be kind of like a recalibrating month. It's going to be a month where you're going to recognize things that are no longer for you, or you're going to recognize really what you are here to do. There's going to be a lot of you that find deeper levels of purpose and meaning in your life. And there's going to be a lot of you who actually embrace the fact that you came here in these physical shoes, as Abraham Hicks always says. You came here in these physical shoes as a spiritual being. And there's a part of you that gets to really accept that you are here to do really meaningful, impactful work. And then at the core of it, you likely are a healer and you are an intuitive and you probably have some spiritual gifts that you might not even realize that you have, right? But if you've been feeling drawn to learn more about these, this is a time and an invitation to start studying these, right? You can go on YouTube University and learn more about these gifts, to learn more about how to strengthen your intuition or your psychic channel. We all have these gifts. It's just a matter of, do you want to lean into them more, right? And remembering that, like, as I've shared a few times on the last podcast episode of my like Q1 recap and how to set yourself up for success in Q2, I shared that huge 3X in my business, when I was sitting with it, I like thought about this last week. It actually came from being like open to owning the fact that I'm a psychic channel and that I can see visions and see my client's highest timeline. Like, what? When I realized that, oh my God, I'm a seer, but I'm also a speaker and a channel. And I started to do that with my clients. They were like, dude, what? This is nuts. And so it's almost like my spiritual gifts are the thing that exploded my business. And that, obviously in hindsight, it makes sense, but this moon and this solar eclipse is really asking you to be fully seen, like fully, fully seen, completely, unapologetically, fully seen. And if people don't get it, that's okay. You're not for everyone, but don't dim your light and don't discard parts of you because they don't make sense, or because you feel like it's too much or it's messy or whatever. Allow all of you to be present online, offline, and the right people will support, right? And just remember that it's okay if people don't understand. The right people that are meant to hear you and are meant to work with you and are meant to be with you will be there. So really deeply trust that, okay? If this reading and if this channeled episode landed with you, I would absolutely love to hear from you. You know, I love hearing from you on Instagram, so head over there and say hi. I also want to just invite you to share this podcast with your friends, your spiritual friends who are really diving way more into this work, right? I know so many of you are really going down this deep path of awakening, even more so than you already were, and you're like really being called to it. So I want to just invite you to bring along anyone that you think would love the show, and invite them to join us. This is how the show grows, and I love seeing the numbers go up every week. It makes my heart jump up and down with joy, and I cannot freaking wait to record another one of these for you. So I love you. Thank you. And I will see you on the next one. Bye, guys.